Big day for the stock market today. This portion of the news sponsored by Farmers Insurance. The Dow 76 points. We've kicked off the new week with a rally, with the Dow standing at 17,077. NASDAQ powered up 19, kissing new 14-year highs at 4,558. And the S&P 500, the star of the day, at a record high close, up nearly 10 points at 1998 after blowing past 2,000 for the first time intraday. The yield on the 10-year note now 2.39%. Among the big winners today, Burger King moving higher on a report that it plans to buy up Tim Hortons, a Canadian donut chain, and create a new holding company headquartered in Canada, the move that would shave Burger King's tax bill. We saw a whopper of a gain for a Burger King stock up about 17% today. Elsewhere in the tech space, Apple continues on a roll at another record high ahead of what's expected to be the iPhone 6 unveiling next month. Today, they made an announcement related to iPhone 5 batteries, and we'll take a closer look at that coming up here shortly as well. Apple shares today up 22 cents at 101.54. Bank stocks continue to move higher. B of A shares up 16 cents at 16.29, and Goldman Sachs up more than $2 at 177.87. On the line with us now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Another one for the record books here, Ed. Give us your view of what happened here today.
Well, good afternoon, Frank. It's a very positive day, and of course, it's being mentioned in the press everywhere today and tomorrow as well about the S&P 500 hitting a new all-time high and being above 2,000. That's a very significant event. To me, it's a positive reflection that when the market sells off, as it has on occasion over the last several months, that the rebound then takes it on to new highs. That's continuing, and its the prospects, in my opinion, is that it will continue to do the same over the near term going forward.
All right. We had some more deals in the works here with Burger King looking to headquarter itself in Canada to save on its taxes, and a move called a tax inversion that's become popular among some U.S. companies, also somewhat controversial and a hot political issue. What do you make of that big news today?
I believe that the use of the word inversion, of course, is a more recent terminology, and I think companies that identify themselves with moves that are tax motivated and then called inversions is a negative going forward, and it's creating more attention of the Internal Revenue Service and the Congress and the U.S. government, and in order to avoid that as a so-called technical opportunity. I'm not positively impressed by that situation.
All right, and we did get a disappointing reading on new home sales today. The home builders did slip a bit. We've been getting mixed signals as it relates to housing lately. What's your view of that reading, and where the home builders go from here?
In my opinion, the home building stocks are attractive at this point in time. And while the one-month news percentage technicality is important, I believe that the home building activities have increased and the demand for homes and price rises are still in the works. So I'm now recommending, again, the home building stocks.
All right. And where else are you putting money now and or taking it off the table?
I really like the steel stocks. There's been negative news about steel activities, big picture economics, but I think that's all temporary, and some of the steel stocks, one or two of them, have already made new highs in the last couple of days, so I like that group. Besides the home building stocks, I also like the engineering environmental companies. There's one company called TRC, which is worth taking a look at, and I also like the school supplies. There's been a slowdown in that area for about 3 years because most municipalities haven't had the money, but California has now overcome that, and I believe that the school supply companies will be favorable. On the negative side, I would concern myself with the internet securities again. I noticed that QIHU 360, which is a Chinese information internet company, even though they had positive earnings today, the stock was down about 9 points, 8 points here today, because the earnings increases were less than what was expected. I see some real problems there. Alibaba is supposed to come out here in early September, and it'll be very interesting to see what impact that new issue has on the internet stocks.
All right, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities, coming to us from downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for joining us here in the KNX Business Hour.